pregnant.
So you have no idea which of us is the father?
Surely one of those dates is more likely.
They're both equally likely.
So do bring along the father if you can work out which one he is.
Romance and comedy abound this week. There's Bridget Jones's Baby, a new Australian film set at a bachelor and spinster's ball, and one of the most provocative love stories ever put to screen. Guest critic Mark Freeman will be discussing Rainer Werner Fassbinder's Ali, Fear Eats the Soul, a 1974 film about a 60-year-old cleaning lady who falls for a black migrant worker half her age. With this bunch of films, you could only be listening to one film show, The Final Cut on RN. Now, imagine a small Italian restaurant in London and Bridget Jones sitting across from two gorgeous men. One is her ex, the other is a rich American. And she's about to explain how both of them could be the father of her unborn child.
It's sort of a funny story, sort of. You see, a few months ago, on the 4th of the month, I met Jack at a music festival.
Right.
And we got on very well and sort of had relations. And the next week, that is to say, on the 11th of the month at Jude's baby christening, to be exact, following the consumption of quite a lot of alcohol, Mark and I, well, we had similar relations. And this is the funny part, I suppose. Owing to these relations, the resulting life form currently residing in my tummy could actually, in fact, be either of yours.
It's been 12 years since Bridget Jones was last on screen. Back then, she was this rosy-cheeked, adorable klutz, as scrumptious as a freshly baked dinner roll. Fast forward to today, and her wide-eyed naivete doesn't quite work. It's not, as the gossip press might allege, because Renee Zellweger apparently hasn't eaten a bowl of pasta in a decade, or because she's allegedly had extensive surgery, hollowing out those cheeks, diminishing her expressive power. It's just that, well, Bridget's a middle-aged woman now, and she doesn't appear to have accrued much wisdom to show for it. Of course, this suits director Sharon Maguire, who made the first installment in the series, who's working with a conservative script here. Bridget needs rescuing, and not one, but two knights in shining armour soon present themselves. An American squillionaire who's made a fortune out of a dating algorithm, played by Patrick Dempsey, and her ex-lawyer boyfriend, Colin Firth, the one cast member, incidentally, who really does look quite a bit older in this movie. After a one-night stand with both, she falls pregnant, but she's unable to tell who the father is. There's a version of Bridget Jones's Baby that's a fist pump for single motherhood, and the idea of bringing up baby alone is in fact championed in the film by Bridget's gynecologist, played by Emma Thompson, who's also one of the writers. But as if that was going to happen. During the inevitable scene where Bridget rushes to hospital after her waters break, the film's true colours shine through. She is literally held up in traffic by a feminist march, quote unquote, then carried to hospital by both men to the strains of Love Lifts Us Up Where We Belong. Sure, it's a tongue-in-cheek moment of fantasy, and the film's peppered with them. Dempsey first arrives on her doorstep, for example, with flowers, a fluffy toy, and a takeout dinner from Otter Lengi's after just a single fling in a music festival tent. So you know you're not watching a Ken Loach film. But you do begin to wonder, why should I care? Is it the central dilemma of working out the paternity of the child, or which man she'll end up with? And what if she falls for the man who isn't the father? These are thorny, interesting questions that the film doesn't quite know how to navigate. Just go with it, hey. Forget your doubts that someone this gaffe-prone could be a senior TV news producer, and that London could ever look so white. Forget the film's reliance on low-hanging comedic fruit, too. Its ridicule of those annoying entitled millennials and hard-to-pronounce foreign-sounding names. The problem is, as you've overcome or endured all the film's failings and blind spots, you arrive at a montage of shots from the past movies. It's a showreel moment aimed at the rusted-on fans eager to reminisce. And it confirms what we all know. Zellweger and Firth once had an extraordinary chemistry on screen. That old magic just isn't here. Bridget Jones's Baby is out now.